You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I used to do like a bit of a Thriller dance when I was a kid because Michael Jackson, that was a, this song came out when I was at that age where like middle school, you know, he was the, I mean, he still is, but you know, he was
like the icon,
the icon. That's right. That's right. Thank you for the word I'm looking for here. Right. So yeah, still that resonates, that holds, no doubt. I am going to ask Sean McDermott. If someone asked you for a good recommendation on a scary movie on Halloween, what would be your best recommendation?
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you guys, if someone asked you for a recommendation for a scary movie on Halloween, okay? If someone asked you for a recommendation for a scary movie for Halloween, what would be your call? I'm going to ask this to Sean McDermott, Owen. What would you say? What would you say?
I like Midsommar a lot. It's a horror movie from a few years ago. It's freaky, psychological.
What's it called?
Midsommar, Midsommar.
Okay.
It's a good one. It's freaky. It's a psychological sort of horror movie. I liked it a lot. Not a huge scary movie guy myself. So.
Because you get too scared? Or
I get real freaked out.
What is that movie? Is that the one that got you?
It
got you?
It got me good. It got me freaked out. But there's not as much like jump scare stuff in that one,
okay,
which is really what I kind of struggle with. I just can't handle like the loud flashing screen thing.
Okay.
It just really gets me freaked out. But yeah, I loved Midsommar a lot. There's a couple of, I'm blanking on the name of
it. I'm going to give you mine that got me. What about you?
I'm not the biggest scary movie guy either. I like a conglomeration of a bunch of just Halloween theme movies. You know? Like I don't even know. Like from when I was a kid, there was one Monster House. It is animated,
yeah,
but it's like a house that comes alive and like.
Okay, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, it's not Monsters Inc. or Monsters U. Right? I'm like, wait, you got scared by that? No, that was
no. Coraline's another one.
Coraline's great.
Where there's like an alternative dimension. She gets stuck in. Yeah. All that stuff.
When I was a real little kid, the movie Phantasm scared the crap out of me. But then I look back and like, why was I scared about that? I was a kid. If I was to recommend a movie, I still go with Halloween. I think Halloween is the best movie to watch on Halloween. It's amazing.
It is good.
The one that got me though, and people are like, what? And some people are like, oh yeah, I get it. Blair Witch Project.
Oh yeah.
The original.
Oh.
Blair Witch Project scared the bejesus out of me watching it.
I think I got 30 seconds
into that. Oh my God.
And I was out.
Have you watched it?
I'd steer clear of like super, super like scary movies like that.
It's like, it's shot in the first person, right? The person with the camera.
It's like a found film thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we found this film and this is years later. We're showing it to you now.
Terrifying.
I cannot handle that.
Terrible.
Anything first person in horror is always just no go.
That's the same thing with, what do they call the Paranormal Activity, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those.
I remember I was a child.
Oh my God.
I don't know how old I was. Oh man. This is a legit. Like I must have been less than 8. And I was at my cousin's house for a birthday party. And she loved scary movies as a kid. So we had one of those movies on, Paranormal Activity. And I remember as a little kid watching 20 seconds of something. And I'm not joking, I couldn't go to sleep without being all the way under the covers for the next 6 years of my life.
Which one was that?
Paranormal? It was Paranormal Activity.
Number one?
It legit got me
to where
I was like shaking everything years and years.
I've never, my son's 11. I don't think he's watched a scary movie yet. I don't think so. And I don't think he plans to. He doesn't asking me to, but I'd have to make that call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of that.
I've always, the one that I could get away with that was like scary in quotes, but I could see through was Friday the 13th, like the original one.
See, those are more like, those are scary, but those are more horror, like the slasher films, right?
Right.
But you're right. Yeah. Those are definitely scary movies. I go way back to like the Exorcist, Poltergeist, right. Like those are the classics, yeah. Right? That you, if you want to recommend and watch something. But hey man, Halloween, the original, folks, the original. Jamie Lee Curtis, amazing. Put her on the big stage, right? She's incredible. But that would be the one. I'm going to ask Sean McDermott today, and I bet you he goes with a classic.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. My guess is he goes with one of the classics. All right. Because he just seems like that kind of guy.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think he has much time to watch newer scary movies, to be honest
classy,
with you.
Yeah, he's a classy guy. He's not going to.
What if he comes on and goes Scream 7? I'm going to be like, what?
Right. Whoa.
Yeah. I accidentally saw that once in the movies.
You did?
My parents took us to a movie. We were supposed to go see some kids' movie. All of a sudden, we see family friends, two of my friends' parents there, and they're like, you know, this is the theater for Scream 7.
Oh, my God. Oh.
We were about to go.
Man.
Yeah, we were about to be in trouble.
I at one point, this is how bad I am with scary movies. At one point, I was a huge Spider-Man fan. I went to go see Spider-Man 3, and Venom freaked me out so bad, I left the theater.
Wow.
That's how timid I am about scary movies. I had to leave Spider-Man 3. That's for real.
Yeah, that you're a little soft there.
I would say soft as Charmin. It's a thing.
803-0550 is the number to call. So the Bills play the Chiefs on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. I did a radio spot in Kansas City, a couple of them this week. Today, we had Josh Klingler on our Odyssey It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, me and Matt Bove. Now, Josh is the sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs on their radio network, so he's me in Kansas City. And we had a good discussion about how this game, like, you could make an argument. It's a big regular season game. There's more at stake in the standings for these teams than what we've seen in the past. Maybe not because of the one seed, but simply because of the playoffs. So if you kind of look at the playoffs.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Austin, go the playoff picture. The Bills have the Patriots above them. The Chiefs have the Broncos and Chargers above them. It gets a little bit, okay, you lose this game, you're more space. Like, you got to get a wild card. There's only three of those available, right? You win this game, you're back right in the mix for the division title, as you would have been, and even for the one seed. Pretty interesting, I think. Curtis in Niagara Falls, what do you think, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Mostly, I want to talk about the scary movies. like I was telling the screener, I like the second Jeepers Creepers better than the first one. That one was a good one. But I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Darkness Falls.
I've heard this is a good movie. I've not seen it.
Yes. Yeah. I think recently they made, like, one of the streaming services have a series. I watched 15 minutes of it. But check out Darkness Falls.
Okay. You know, Jeremy White says his one was Event Horizon, maybe, I think that was the one he said.
Yeah, that was a submarine that was in the water or something.
Yeah, I think that's the one he always said that scared him. Yeah, and I don't want to speak for him, but I remember him saying that, and I wanted to always go back and watch that, too.
Yes, good movie. That was a good one.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. I appreciate you. Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your weekend. Bill in Lancaster. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, I'm calling about a possible trade. You know, the Bills are always want to run the ball. What if they went after Breece Hall instead of somebody like Kansas City getting them?
What would that do for them? They have James Cook.
Well, I understand. We're worried about him staying healthy all year. They don't want to overuse him.
I don't think they're worried about him staying healthy all year. They're giving him the ball a ton. I mean, if they were worried about that, they'd back off. I love Breece Hall as a player. I get the theory of keep him away from a rival, but he does nothing for me. I'm not giving up assets and what it would cost to get Breece Hall to be on the field for 20% of the snaps or even 40%. I need James Cook being James Cook.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you got it. No, I wouldn't advocate that at all. I mean, I love Breece Hall as a player. He does nothing for me on the Buffalo Bills right now. I mean, someone tweeted me a couple weeks ago about how Brandon Bean missed a boat on not drafting Breshard Smith of the Chiefs. I'm like, well, what's he going to do? Like, you have James Cook. Yeah, Breshard Smith could play and split out and help you out as a extra weapon, but he's not a receiver. He's a running back. And they have James Cook. I don't agree with that at all. All right, so I'm an iPhone guy, okay? So, you know, sorry, all you Samsung, Google, I get it. I'm just letting you know, I'm an iPhone guy. And I just yesterday purchased the iPhone 17 Pro Max. It's amazing. It's awesome, I think. You know why I say I think? I haven't done all the things I need to do to integrate and get all these apps over. And I'm going on these apps and I got to re-sign in. I got to remember passwords. I got to figure this damn phone out now.
That's the worst.
I love the fact that I got this phone. I am dreading doing all of this over the next months. I mean, really, I mean, what? I got to do all this now. I go in yesterday. I go to get my work email. I'm like, I can't even log in. I had to come in. And thankfully, this is not a bad thing. I texted engineering. They're like, yeah, you got to bring it in. We got to get rid of your old phone. Put your new phone on there. It's all security measures. I'm like, oh, my God. I couldn't look at my work email yesterday, last night. I log in to get some scores on an app that I use. Got to re-log in on that. I don't even remember my credentials. I need something to remember all the different passwords I have. What's your password? I don't know. It's like literally, you know how you press a button and they autofill passwords? I mean, because of that, I don't remember passwords. And some of them you can't autofill.
Right. I have a problem where my passwords are so similar that I just get them all confused or they're all the same. So I have one security breach I'm pretty much done for. Like, that's my issue.
Yeah. Well, I have, so I got the iPhone 17 Pro Max. I'm super excited about it for a lot of reasons. I went from the 13 to the 17. I had the 13 for a few years. To the 17. Really cool. But now I am dreading having to go through all of these like apps and figure it out. It's super cool. You learn things that you had no idea your phone can do, right? These phones, when they say smart, they're brilliant. These phones are brilliant. And the AI these days, these Apple intelligence and artificial intelligence and all that kind of stuff that goes along and ChatGPT and everything we have that goes along with this stuff, it's great. It really is. And you can use it to your advantage. It can also be terrible, right? For the things that it can do. But for me, like, I am fine with doing all this stuff. It's the fact of learning how to do it. The fact of moving stuff over. I got apps here. I'm like, oh, let me see that. Oh, I got to log back in. I don't even know my damn password. How am I supposed to do that? I got to reintegrate this to that and what matches up with this or that. I got new, although I actually do like the USB-C now. It's got USB-C. I don't have to do that fire anymore. I can get rid of like 20 cords in my house.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Right?
Changing to that, and it charges faster.
Yeah.
And it's the same cord as my laptop, because I have an Apple laptop, too, so now it just kind of switches over.
Okay, so I'm happy about that. But anyway, I did get it, the iPhone 17, and then I'm like, man, I got to do all these different apps. And then you realize I have a million apps, and I got to get rid of half of them. Like, I literally have an app on my phone about what, like, dog-friendly hotels, because one time I wanted to take my... We were going on vacation. My wife's like, why do you even have that app? I'm like, I downloaded it 5 years ago for a vacation. We don't need it anymore. Now, we do have a dog, by the way. We just got a new dog. His name is Bernie. Hi, Bernie, if he's listening. But I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, I have apps on here that I have no idea what they're used for or why I downloaded them in the first place, to be quite honest with you. I'm even looking at some like, what is that? I don't know. I don't even know what that means. And then you have now, Joe, when you were in school, did your parents have apps to check on your grades?
Yeah, yeah. Called okay. One was like Infinite Campus. I had access.
Infinite Campus, yes.
And then they had access.
Okay, me too. And I have another one called Parent Connect. I have another one called Class Dojo. This is the worst thing ever for kids because parents know every little detail. When I was a kid, if I missed an assignment, my mom and dad didn't know about it until like maybe someone wrote a note home or they got the grade in the mail, right?
You had some time to think about an alibi or something. Now,
that's right.
Now it's instant.
Now it's like, I feel bad for Max. He comes home, I'm like, dude, what's up with this missing assignment here? And he's like, Dad, that she just hasn't put it in yet. I'm like, I don't know if that's true. And then I like contact the teacher. Yeah, I haven't put the grades in yet. Oh, okay. I feel bad, man. I really do. But hey, you know, it's the way of the world now. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Bills Chiefs Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Give me a call. 803-0550.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.